Start off with the remez first about Shabbos Chanukah. Not exactly sure what the remez is, so maybe you'll help me out on this. But in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov gets the brachas from Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "Vayoyimer Yitzchak el benoi, maze miharta limtzoi bini." He thinks he's talking to Esav. He's talking to Yaakov. So Yitzchak says to his son el benoi, "How is it that you were so fast to find this, my son?" So the remez is like this. El Benai, right? Gematria 89. Gematria Chanukah. Okay, so Vayomer Yitzchak. So Yitzchak says, El Benai. El Benai is Gematria Chanukah. Didn't even start yet. Okay, right. El Benai is Chanukah. Mazze Miharta is Gematria Shabbos. Don't try to do it, Yumi. Maze mihaita is gematria Shabbos. So it comes out like this. El benoi is Chanukah. Maze mihaita is Shabbos. So that's Shabbos Chanukah, right? So I'm not sure what exactly the remez is. It says limtzai bini means to find my son. It could be that it's a remez to finding David HaMelech, who's called the son of Hashem Yisborach. I don't know exactly what to make of it. What the remez is exactly. I'll just add that Vayomer Yitzchak El is Gematria Zois Chanukah. Really, the whole pasuk, a lot of it. Vayomer Yitzchak El is Gematria Zois Chanukah. El Benoi is Gematria Chanukah, and Maza Miharta is Gematria Shabbos. So it could be that there's a remez later on. It says Vayorach Es Riach Begadav, that he smelt his clothes. Chazal say Al Tikra Begadav El Boigdav. Boigdav means the rebels of Klal Yisrael, those who rebel against Hashem Yisbarach. So the Medrash brings a Maisa and says that when the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, I forget which Tkufa, if it was in the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, I think it was the second Beis HaMikdash. So it says that there were a lot of Yidden who ganged up together with the Romans, and they were like on their side. They were traitors. And as a schar, so the Romans said, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash and take whatever it is you want as your reward. Whatever you want is yours. So there was a yid by the name of Yossi Meshisa. So Yossi Meshisa said he went in and he came out with the menorah. And when he came out with the menorah, he was going to take this as like his spoils. So they said to him, "What do you think? You think this is for you? You can't take something like this. This is like going back to Rome. This is for the emperor or something." Go back and take something which is a little bit, more quiet, a little bit less expensive. So Yoshi Meshisa, he was disappointed. And he thinks about going back inside. He turns to the Roman general. He says, "I was already machis, my master, my creator, once. You think I'm going to go ahead and do it again?" And he refused to go in. I forget what happened in the end, whether he died, okay, the Shoshan, or they let him go. I don't know what the end of the Maisa was. Like, what's the limit of the story? So the Gemara, the Medrash is darshening, Vayarach es riach boigdav, al tikri begadav ele boigdav, meaning that Yaakov, Yitzchak really, was able to smell the traitors of Klal Yisrael, that even they have a good smell. So, could be the pshat is, that what was the change in Yosef Meshisa? The change was, you could say, is that he took the menorah. That was the change. The menorah has the koyach to be mahapich, even the biggest rasha to be a tzaddik. So that was the change. The fact that he was holding the menorah in his hands, so that the menorah was mashpi on him, just from holding that menorah, to be able to bring out the nekudah tzaddik within himself. So it could be that's a remez here, why Dafka and the Sinyan, that the Yaakov, he has that reich begadav, and he comes before Yitzchak, and that's really the tzchaik of Yitzchak. It's really like a laughter that Yitzchak has. It's really very comical that even the biggest Rishayim and Klai Yisrael, that they're very big tzaddikim. It's very unexpected. All comedy comes from unexpectedness. As who would have thought that the biggest Rishayim really have a nekuda which is so great? Could be that's why his name is also Yossi Meshisa, because Yosef is really like the Ushpizen of Chanukah, that even his name, Yossi, is really Nikra al Shem, the whole Indian of Chanukah. By taking the menorah, he's able to awaken within himself this Kayach and Nekuda Tzaddik, Yosef Tzaddik, which was Neskala by holding onto the menorah. So, the Ari HaKadosh tells us, it's getting a little bit Shabbos Chanukah. He says that Shabbos Chanukah is unique, that you need to light Ner Chanukah before the Ner Shabbos. He explains because Ner Shabbos has a way of bringing up all the olamos. And Ner Chanukah is the opposite. Ner Chanukah is the light and the kayach of bringing down to the lowest places the great light. So he says that if you light Shabbos before lighting Chanukah, then once you send up all the olamos, who's going back down? What you need to do first is you have to be near even to the lower olamos with the Ner Chanukah first. And once you go all the way down there, then Shabbos has a way of going all the way down there too and picking everything up. So it has to be Dafka, the Ner Chanukah, before the Ner Shabbos. And that's what we're knowing. Api Halacha, Api Kabbalah, that's what we do. What's interesting is that throughout the other days of the week, we don't have the sending of Shabbos sending you all the way up. The Kedusha goes all the way down, but there's no sending all the way up. So we know that one of the very big kashas in the whole sugya of Chanukah in the Gemara and Shabbos is that what does Yosef being thrown into the boar have to do with anything? Right? I'm Rav Kahan, Rav Tanchuma, right? That the boar was 10 tefachim below, and we know that there was no mayim and no chashim akravim that were there. What's the whole thing? So the Sfar Maglishim tell us that Yosef resembles the Ner Chanukah, and the fact that he was thrown into a pit, azai, with there was no mayim in there, but there was no chashim and akravim. So, and Yosef in his kedusha, he was completely unaffected by them. He probably burnt them to a crisp, because Beis Yosef is lahava. So Mamela, it represents the fact that Yosef, which is the koyach of Ner Chanukah, but Yosef who read Mitzrayim, Yosef has the koyach to go into the very deep, mysterious places, like the Ner Chanukah goes down. So what's interesting is that we find also in this week's parasha, Parashas Miketz, that Yosef is thrown into a boar a second time. Right? He's thrown into this boar in the house of Potiphar. Except what's the difference here? The difference this time is that it says, "Vayiritzuhu min habor." That not only did they take Yosef out of the boar, but they sent him up all the way to the Beis HaMalchus, right? That he became Mishneh LeMelech. So what's the difference between the first time in the boar and the second time in the boar? So the first time in the boar, there was nothing so geschmack about that, right? He came out, he was sold to Mitzrayim. That wasn't so great. He didn't come out in a very geschmack way. He went down and he never came up. But in this week's parasha, he goes down, and when he goes down, he goes all the way up to the highest places. There could be the difference between the two things, is that the first time is Halakas Ner Chanukah, B'mihachol. That Yosef goes down into a pit of Nechash and Akravim and he just comes out. But in this week's parasha, which we read on Shabbos, it represents what? Ner Chanukah before Shabbos. So he goes down into the pit of Potiphar, right? Of Paroi, right? And this time when he comes out, he goes all the way up to the top, to the Malchus, because Shabbos Malchus, it takes you not only from the lowest places out, but also to the highest places, to the top. That's what you have in the beginning of this week's parasha, for Remes to Chanukah, because in the dreams, it refers to the Shiva Kanos. It refers to the seven stalks, right? But Kanos also means the Kani HaMenoyer. And there were seven of them. So the Shiva Kanos in the dream. So the Shiva Kanos is the remnant of the Menoyer. So since you have the Menoyer in the beginning of the Parsha, and you have immediately after that, through those dreams, since there's a remnant of the Menoyer, so in Mela, since you have a reference to the Menoyer, you have Yosef emerging from the pit, which is the Bechina of Shabbos. Just one last thing. We say Chamav Moshe Shabbos Malugma, and we said before that tzaddikim say it's based on a pasuk Harofei Lishvui Lev, or Machabish Leatzvaisam. Harofei Lishvui Lev, or Machabish Leatzvaisam. So we said Machabish. The Sfarim say is Rashi Teva is Chamin B'Moshe Shabbos Malugma. So we know that the Yevanim were very against Shabbos. So one of the things which really makes Shabbos Chanukah so unique is that it represents the victory that Klai Yisrael has over the Yevanim. The fact that we have Shabbos like this, right? I'm sure Shabbos the way it was before the Yevanim made an attack against it afterwards is much greater. They probably gave it such a tremendous chias, the fact that it was such a chias amazing Shabbos because of what they tried to do against Shabbos. In fact, the Chida says that the three mitzvahs which they were geyser against, Besmila, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, they all fall out and can be seen during Chanukah. There's 8 days of Chanukah Keneged Bris Mila. It always falls out on Shabbos, because he always has to cross Shabbos, and it always comes in contact with Rosh Chodesh. So all three things are present to show that this is Mamash, the victory over the Yevanim. So it could be said like this. It could be said that Chamin Pemezi Shabbos Milugma, as it says, Harufi Lishvui Lev Machabish Leatzvaisam. So there's a Maisi here from the Abder Rav, that the Abder Rav, a person once came to the Abder Rav, that he was Chayda B'mara Shchayra, that he was a very depressed person. What was his Eitzah? So the Abder Rav told him, you should look at the Neres Chanukah while they're lighting. And he did that. And when he after that experience of looking at the Neres Chanukah, he became a totally different person. He was very happy, he was very besimcha. So the Indian is that the Teva of Or Gashmi, it says it's lahal is daita shel adam. It's in order to make happy the das of a person. But when it's an or ruchni and it's an or shel mitzvah bevadai, it's able to be poyel on a person to be besimcha. So especially the Ner Chanukah, which is a mishnah which is neschadish and neschalos, that has the koyach to be misakin at the Ner Chanukah, it's able to bring on a person a tremendous simcha. So you see that Ner Chanukah has the koyach to be misakin in a person's atzvos. So it could be that since the Ner Chanukah is near, these lights of the mitzvahs of Chanukah, which is what? Bismillah, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. That's
the
all.
The Rosh is Sameach.
Huh? It's Sameach, right? Yeah. So we'll just add this. We'll add this. It's Rosh Teva Sameach.
Right.
We'll add that you say, HaRoyfe, Mishvuri Lev, and Mechabash Natsvayasam. So Chamin is first of all Rosh Tevas, Yehudi Madluk near Chanukah. Okay? And that Chamin is mechabish le'atzvaisam. It brings a person out of his atzvas. Mechabish is rasi tevois, bris mila, Shabbos chaydash. That's koyach mechabish. It is the koyach to be mechabish le'atzvaisam. And the same way malav amalkan, the chamin has the koyach to do that. So the chamin, the heat of the ne'er Chanukah, also has the koyach to be mechabish le'atzvaisam to the or, like you see from the after rav, which should be zeicha to that simcha. To a true mechabesh that tzvoisam and all of our worries and all of our daiges, a very foolish for a living mechabesh tzvoisam, be a square, tzedek, and yom yom.